We have an opportunity today to focus in on, well, the good and the bad of this time of COVID-19. Many concerts and related appearances and promotion of a new recording put on hold, but a recording completed, and we are celebrating that with a member of the faculty at the Central Michigan University School of Music, Assistant Professor of Oboe, Linda Beth Binkley. Thank you very much, Linda Beth, for taking time to talk with us. The recording called Earth and Sky, the music of Jenny Brandon. And I guess first, before we get into because we've kind of put it in the context, obviously, of how the recording was completed and now is out, but you are sort of on a standstill with everything else that's going on. How has this affected, first of all, your teaching with your students here at Central Michigan University?
Yes. First of all, thank you so much for having me and for doing this. I really appreciate it, especially during this time. And yes, it's been very interesting teaching the students this way, especially oboe lessons, teaching them online. There have been good parts and bad parts. The good parts is that my students we're learning to communicate, I think, much more closely in some ways. I'm asking more questions, and they're I think, engaged in a different way, which I think is the positive side. I mean, the negative side is I can't see exactly what's going on, which is a big part. So not only do we listen, but we also do a lot of visual work with them. So it's been challenging, but my students, I'm very proud of what they've accomplished in the past 8 weeks, actually. They've taken this in stride and really done well, I think, considering the circumstances.
Not that we have seen, obviously, the result that will certainly come in an artistic expression that will reflect the times in which we have found ourselves, but I wonder if the students have at any occasion come to you in the midst of these lessons wanting to pursue works of different emotions. Maybe they have been drawn to different types of works themselves that they might want to explore with you or learn more about from you that are perhaps unexpected, or as we say, some that have a deeper emotional impact or their own emotional story because their emotions and their expression of their art it through their voice has been so impacted as it has.
That's a very interesting question. I think it's happened in slightly different way with my students because they're undergrads and they're still trying to figure out who they are artistically. And what I would say, a more likely answer to that question is that they are finding the oboe to be a place of solace, so, and a good distraction. So maybe they're not exploring new repertoire, but they're discovering how much they like playing the instrument because it takes them away from thinking about the COVID-19 and the pandemic and all the ramifications of it. Because mostly what I've done with my students is been teaching them kind of how to do that in an effective way. So I'm not sure if that answers it, your question, the best way, but I think that's what I've seen in my studio.
I think it'll be interesting to see how their explorations and their curiosities, though, will take them as we come through this and certainly come out on the other side. Dr. Linda Beth Binkley, Associate Professor of Oboe on the faculty at Central Michigan University's School of Music. And you mentioned the oboe as solace, and solace, celebration, expression, yeah. Fulfillment, achievement, all of that, a kind of coming to a fruition, obviously, in this recording from Earth and Sky, this new release that you have just been able to bring out. Recordings made prior to our entrance into this time, but it's released coming at a time when, as we said, perhaps some of the concerts and performances, that's obviously the downside. But let's celebrate and talk about the music itself. And first of all, your collaboration with Jenny Brandon. How did that come about? How long have the two of you had an affiliation or an association in coming to the partnership that has produced this new recording?
Yes. I mean, these things are always so interesting, how they come about. I met Jenny when I played one of her other pieces called the Wildflower Trio for bassoon, oboe, and piano with a good friend. And we were at a conference in Columbus, Georgia, performing it. And she happened to be in the audience. and that was the first time I met her. And I came back from, that would have been, I want to say 2016 or 17. I came back and was programming for a recital that year and just thought, well, I really like the Wildflower Trio. So I went in and looked at her music and found this piece called Love Songs for Oboe and Soprano, and kind of fell in love with it and approached LaToya about learning it. She was all, you know, excited about doing it. And that sort of started the whole process. And Love Songs hadn't been recorded before. And I love LaToya's voice. And so she and I talked about it and thought, we should do a recording of this. And then we reached out to Jenny, and then things kind of fell into place with how this sort of came about. And then when I put this recording together, I was thinking mainly about the fact that female composers are underrepresented on programs. And I wanted to put together a sort of like a snapshot of her works that reached a wide variety of musicians so that any one of these could be extracted and put on a program for someone. That's kind of what I was thinking. Does that make sense?
It does. It does indeed. Soprano LaToya Lane, formerly on the music faculty with you here at Central Michigan University. Your colleague, bassoonist Mary Beth Minnis, also in the music school, clarinetist Kenan White, and pianist Mary Jo Cox. And so you talk about that collaborative bringing the different voices together to blend in these different works composed by Jenny Brandon. The program and the recording produced and engineered by Sergei Kavitko out of Blue Griffin Records in East Lansing, and has done a number of collaborative projects with folks here at Central Michigan University. Had you had the opportunity to work with him, first of all, on anything prior to this?
Yes, I did. With the Powers Quintet, we did a CD called Hidden Gems that he was the recording engineer for. Yeah. And so when I approached him about this project, he was like, sure, this sounds great. You know, so that's what we did, and it's convenient because it's just down the road, you know.
And you talked about wanting the chance to perform and record with LaToya Lane, certainly. And and when we mentioned Mary Beth Minnis and Kenan White, they, along with you, members of the Powers Woodwind Quintet, how then the blending of an oboe, bassoon, clarinet, not an unnatural pairing, but missing the full complement of a woodwind quintet. But how was it that these types of pieces came to be shaped by the music that you were approaching Jenny with ideas and some of these commissioned works, and then also the pieces that she was bringing to you as pieces that would go well into a program like this?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Basically, what I did was I went into her catalog of works and did a lot of listening to whatever I could find that other people had done or that she had recordings of. And the Sequoia Trio, there's a lovely recording of that that was done shortly after the work was premiered. And that piece, for me, I also fell in love with the colors and the scopes of just the sort of the visual scope of what her music kind of causes you to imagine while you listen to it, and the way she combines the bassoon, the oboe, and the clarinet. I mean, that's not a combination that I'm particularly well versed in, even though it does exist. It's kind of rare, but that piece really spoke to me. And then I started looking for other things, and I love playing with Mary Beth. We have a special little language that we speak musically. And so when I realized there was this piece for just oboe and bassoon, I was like, oh, we should do that. So those three, the Love Song, Sequoia, and Going to the Sun, I kind of found and reached out to Jenny and said, how would you feel about this? And she was all for it. And then, like the summer of 2018, she contacted me and let me know that she'd written a new piece for two oboes and piano, and would I be interested in maybe adding that to the recording? And I said, sure, why not? And then we needed one more thing to kind of round it out. And so I said to her, I said, would you consider writing a piece for solo oboe? And she said, sure. And that's kind of how Woodsong came about. That was the last thing that we kind of added to the recording. I mean, it was about a 2-year process putting this thing together.
And that composition, Woodsong, inspired by a Sarah Tisdale poem of the same name. Had you come in contact with a poem? Had Jenny come in contact with a poem? Were you, either of you or both of you, looking for something that, that might have had its original creative impetus in poetry to then draw this out musically? How did the collaboration come to be on this?
Well, so she asked me, she said, well, what kinds of things was I thinking about? What would I like to hear? She was kind of picking my brain for ideas, and I got to be honest and say, I'm not a composer. So I'm like, I don't know. I said, I love great melodies, and I love, you know, the high register of the oboe. And I said, I trust you to do whatever you think is right. We had talked back and forth about a few poems. I'd sent a couple that I had in mind, but she found this one, and this one spoke to her in such a way that she felt like it was a good pairing with the oboe. And that's sort of how that came about. Because she sent me the poem, and I'm like, oh yes, I love this. This will be great. Let's use that as the inspiration piece.
Do you think that a future program, or maybe even a future recording, would then center in? Has it inspired you to look to want to do even more of works inspired by poetry, or maybe an entire program of poetic pieces or the works of a particular poet? Does one project sort of fuel the ideas for next, even if you're talking about a single concert or perhaps a full recording coming to fruition at some point?
Oh, absolutely. I think that anything, anytime we compare poetry and art and any of those things with our music, it adds another layer of interest and expression and understanding, I think, between the mediums. I would love to do that. I also think that two of my colleagues, Joanna and Kenan White, they do an excellent job. They've done so many projects related to poetry and music that have inspired me to sort of branch out and look at that as something to do with the oboe and find our sort of voice in that realm as well.
The recording is entitled From Earth and Sky. It's the music of Jenny Brandon, and it is the work of oboist Dr. Linda Beth Binkley. She is the associate professor of oboe and the teacher here at the Central Michigan University School of Music. To kind of bring this full circle with you, Linda, then, the idea that it's wonderful to have this recording here. There were certainly planned a recital for you and perhaps other concerts that were in the works. How do you see an opportunity perhaps to carry this forward at some point? It's such an uncertain future for all of us in knowing when there will be some return to some definition of something we might call normal. What do you think will possibly, or what would you hope for, would present an opportunity to bring some of this back to a concert stage or in some form moving forward on the other side, as they say?
On the other side, yes. I've been thinking about this too, because it was very upsetting to both Jenny and I that we were going to miss that opportunity. She was going to be here for that concert. So we are also kind of brainstorming ways to move forward. I've tentatively scheduled a recital for February of next year, which I will probably try to put one or two of these pieces on that program as sort of a nod to the recording here. But we're also looking at ways to perform it across the United States and internationally, trying to, you know, maybe do some conferences and anything that we can think of to kind of spread the word and share this music with more people. Is kind of what we're thinking now.
Given that LaToya is now on faculty in North Carolina, and we haven't even come to the collaboration here that included Dane Phillipson as a oboist, when you have then folks in different settings, obviously now we have in our hands and we'll be able to feature the music from the CD, which is wonderful, but the idea of performances. And we've now already seen all of these things with people in different places doing collaborative type things. Is this something that any or all of you might want to attempt to pull off?
First of all, I have to major props to those people that are doing this, because I've done one of them so far with just a simple Barrett, which is like an oboe method melody, and it is so hard. Can I just tell you, it's very hard to do it with the click track, and it's stressful and hard. So the idea of doing any of these works that way, I think, because of the way they're written, it would be very, very difficult, because there's so much give and take with the tempo that it would be pretty near impossible to do it. But that being said, when this whole thing kind of settles down and it's safe to travel, I can definitely see, you know, traveling to LaToya and doing it with her at her school, or having her when she's, you know, back in Michigan, do it again here. And certainly with Dane, we have plans to, Jenny and I are actually meeting to chat with him in a couple weeks with his students, and hopefully we'll do a performance up at Interlaken of that piece at some point.
Well, we give proper credit as well, and thanks to the Faculty Research and Creative Endeavors Grants at Central Michigan University, who assisted you in bringing this project to fruition. The recording called From Earth and Sky, the music of Jenny Brandon, featuring soprano LaToya Lane, fellow oboist Dane Phillipson, clarinetist Kenan White, bassoonist Mary Beth Minnis, and pianist Mary Jo Cox. To you, Linda Beth Binkley, congratulations on this, and thank you for sharing the wonderful music with us in this unusual way of presenting it and the story of it in these times. But the music stands certainly as the testament and the timestamp in which you were able to bring this to fruition, and we certainly hope that there will be further expanded ways to share the works with others in a wider audience when the situation allows. But congratulations on the wonderful recording, and thanks so much for spending the time with us today.
Thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure.